101.9 FM. This is the show where each week we talk about a different band, their influences, and who they influenced. Now, today I have a guest with me, a very special guest, my good friend Savannah. Now, what band are we talking about today?
Oh.
Anytime you feel free.
We're talking about Green Day today.
Yeah, that's right. So without further ado, I think we'll just get right into it. Green Day are a band who formed in 1987 as a part of the Southern California punk scene. They were formed by Billy Joe Armstrong, the lead singer and guitarist, and Mike Dirnt, the bassist and backing vocalist. Now, their original drummer left in 1990 and was replaced by Trey Cool, who has been with the band ever since. Now, do you know why he is called Trey Cool?
No, I do not.
Well, his real name is Frank Wright III, so he's the third Frank Wright. And naturally, being the third, they called him Trey around his house, which is Spanish for three. I think he has some Latin American heritage, and then he added cool at the end of that to be called very cool as like the English translation.
I support that, and I wish that was my name.
I think we all do. I think it's a very attractive, a very like a coveted name. But yeah, now Green Day took a lot of influence from the sounds of the Bay Area punk scene around them. Some of the bands they took influence from were Operation Ivy, Rancid, and Descendants. So coming up right now is Hope by Descendants.
I'll be the only one. So now you wait for me. Sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Don't know where to go for help? We know how that feels, and we found help in Narcotics Anonymous. We have 7 days a week in Kingston. We do recover. You get more information on our website at www.limestonena.com or our Facebook page, Limestone Area of Narcotics Anonymous, or call the regional hotline 888-811-3887 for more information or to find a meeting.
Those last two tracks were The Crowd by Operation Ivy and Olympia, Washington by Rancid. Green Day has that similar fast-paced melodic style with simple, heartfelt lyrics, a style that would later be dubbed pop punk. Some key songs from the band's early days that are reminiscent of this style include When I Come Around, Basket Case, Brain Stew, 86, The Grouch, and Warning. Here they are, coming up.
From that someone that is me out on the ground. That's it. What's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me.
I'm having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting shit but running out. As time ticks by, still I try. No rest for cross tops in my mind. On my own, here we go. My eyes feel like they're gonna bleed. Right up and bulging out my skull. My mouth is dry. My face is numb. Fucked up and spun out in my room. On my own, here we go. Set on overdrive. The clock is laughing in my face. Crooked spine. My senses dulled. That's the point of delirium. On my own, here we go. We'll be right back.
but had big plans. Now I'm just another shitty old man. What a fun, and I hate everything the world tells me, so fuck you. For a taste, don't be shit to him. Why take a six pack of pepper pig? Life's a bitch, and so am I. The world tells me, so fuck you. What's the end of a fence full of ideals? I had a young and optimistic point of view. What's the end of a fence full of ideals? I had a young and optimistic point of view. I think I'm bulging, and my guts getting red. Oh my god, I'm turning out like my dad. I'm always hurt, I got a bad attitude. The world tells me, so fuck you. What's a nigga that can't fuck it up? I don't have sex cause I can't get it up. I'm just a glut sitting on the couch. The world tells me, so fuck you. What's in you that I'm best for of my tales? I had a young and optimistic point of view. What's in you that I'm best for of my tales? I had a young and optimistic point of view. Just another shitty old man. But I love fun and I hate everything. The world tells me, so fuck you. Glory takes don't make shit to win. I take a six pack of empathy. Life's a bitch and so am I. The world tells me, so fuck you. The world tells me, so fuck you. The world tells me, so fuck you.
Ah, Saturday mornings. Whether you're waking up in a stranger's apartment or enjoying some time with the family, you need a nutritional breakfast for your ears. So join me, DJ Overeasy, for Making Bacon every Saturday morning from 8 until 10 on CFRC 101.9 and CFRC.ca.
Okay, over time and as the 90s came to an end, Green Day's musical style evolved into something much bigger. They became one of the biggest bands in the world thanks to the 90s output and even played a Super Bowl halftime show. In 2004, Green Day released the rock opera American Idiot, which shocked critics and fans alike, which, as a fun fact, was the first album that I listened to. Who knew that a SoCal punk band could write, record, and actually release a rock opera and it would become a global sensation? Here are some songs off that album and a few others charting their musical evolution.
Thank you. myself suffocating. Does the pain weigh out the pride? And you look for a place to hide. Did someone break your heart inside? You're in ruins.
I just wanted to say that the reason I started listening to Green Day was because my mother introduced me, and we went to the concert in 2024, and it was the best concert of my life. And now I'm going to say this, Green Day went down a long road to get where they are now. They started from humble beginnings, choosing to ditch class and smoke weed and play music, isn't that the dream, all the way to the present day where they have sold over 75 million records worldwide, winning 5 Grammys and being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2015.
Yes, very impressive stuff when you consider, I'm pretty sure they are all high school dropouts. But hey, they did enough. It's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, now as our show ends, I would like to play a band that I am a big personal fan of, Ajax, Ontario's very own Sum 41. Sum 41, you'll find, sound very similar to Green Day and other bands like Blink-182, another one of my personal all-time favorites, and that's due to them being lumped in with that pop-punk label. So to end our show, here's Still Waiting by Sum 41.
So am I still waiting for this world to stop hating? Can't find a good reason, can't find hope to believe in.
I'm sick of being told the way my turn. I don't wanna waste my time. to let you know when. Don't count on me, I'll do it again.
Drinking abortion. The dentist in my mouth should have had an abortion. 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 not the only one who hates to stand by. Complications at first in this mind, with all these pictures running through my mind. Knowing endless consequences, I feel so useless in this. Get back, step back, and test for me. To you, it's just a matter how you solve them. But what else are we supposed to do?
Hello, this is Christina Lori, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC.